You're listening to the Mind Made Wrong podcast, presented by Steel Maggie, episode number 51. Hello, my beautiful creators. So today is weird. I was going to release something absolutely different to you, and I had planned it for the last 2 weeks, and I had planned to release just some absolutely hands down amazing content. We were going to talk about fear. We were talking about the book Mastering Fear by Sir Brandon Webb, and we were going to get a resource PDF. We were going to get a lot of cool shit. And that didn't happen. And that's kind of what I want to talk to you about today, about why and the lesson that I've learned about my entire life just from that one tiny little thing. So this episode is probably going to be called Self-Sabotage. It is a very big theme in my life. Sabotage is part of one of those characteristics that we develop as coping mechanisms for our own faulty beliefs. That's what self-sabotage comes out of. When I define self-sabotage for myself, it looks something like, I completely just am going to schedule this badass week for myself. It's Sunday night. I know exactly what I'm going to get done this week, and I have all these goals that I'm going to hit. When I know for sure that I've never done it ever before, and when I know that I'm making grand, sweeping, super grandiose statements about what I'm going to do, and oh my God, like this is going to be it, and this is the time, and this is it for me, and I'm going to do this, and every time I catch myself making those statements or thinking those ways, I know that I'm actually beginning the act of self-sabotage, which is what I'm going to talk about. So I know that something, some kind of tumble, some drastic opposite reaction of what I had just promised to the world and to myself is going to occur. So it's kind of that flipping on and off, that extremeness. That's my way that I self-sabotage. Extremeness is, you know, part of me. I'm okay with that. I'm accepting that. But it has been hard to learn. It's been a long process to learn how to cope with and use those extremes and that duality in my brain with my bipolar disorder to my advantage, because it can be used to your advantage. And that's why we talk about this on Mind Made Wrong. It's not that my mind is made wrong. I just have to learn how to use it as a superpower. Use what I've experienced and the things that I go through for my benefit. So when it comes to how I realized I was doing this, I really wanted to bring you guys, you beautiful creators, after 50 episodes, you've kept me here. You're the reason why I do this. Obviously, I'm part of that reason too, but I'm part of you. But I wanted to start really doing episodes that you asked for. So I went out and I asked you, and I asked for your vote. What you guys wanted to hear about were fear, how to cope with isolation, and motivation, confidence, and these are things that I struggle with too, and I want to talk about too, and I want to research, and I wanted to do it from a view of serving you. Now, with my extremes, you know, I'm sitting here in my brain, and I'm like, hey, I'm past episode 50. Like, oh my God, to me, I never thought that I would do, you know, anything as consistent as that. And I started freaking out. I'm like, okay, well, it has to get better now. It has to be even better. And every single episode has to get a certain amount of listeners, and even more, and even more, and even more. More, more this, more, more that. And that is what I tend to do. And that is the very start of the sabotage. The very thought that it has to be even better than the last time. I have to get more out of it, or else it's not worth my time. That's the thought that is really the crux of it. It's not worth my time. My effort is not going to be enough. That's the real one. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about in a podcast that I was going to deliver to you, but it never came. The days went by and I had scheduled in my podcast work, and I'm generally good about that and how I'm going to outline stuff and record and things like that. But the past month or even two, it's been really last minute and also really foggy. I have not had the clarity of what do I want to say? What do I want to talk about? I've always had that clarity, and I have a running, and it's not that I haven't planned it out. I have a running list, the episode titles and scheduling that I'm going to do every single week, whether it's an interview or it's part one, part two, or it's me, or it's whatever. I have it listed out, but nothing was coming. I was like, I'm going to do this. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Mastering fear. Yeah. Isolation. Beat, you know, COVID isolation. Yeah. Let's do this. Let's serve y'all. And I know now why I didn't execute on that. It was because I was scared that it wouldn't be enough for y'all. It wouldn't be enough, whatever I did, no matter how I formatted it, no matter how hard I went, and like, oh yeah, these are some hard-hitting topics, and I said some cool shit there, and like, this is a good quote from that book, and no matter what resources I provided you with, it wouldn't be enough. Doesn't make any sense, right? You're like, you consume this podcast because you like the content and you gain from it. You get value from it. You like to hear my opinions and other artists' opinions and other writers, you know, and authors when I do book episodes about topics in mental health and creativity. That's what this podcast is about. That's why you come here. And you've been coming here and you've been receiving that value. And we've been friends. We've been beautiful creators together. It's been all good. But I started to have that little loop go over in my head. I was like, oh yeah, well, it's 51 now. It's not going to be enough. Nothing's ever going to be enough. It has to be even better. It has to be like, I don't know, Kathy Heller or, you know, like Marie Forleo or something. Like, it's like something ridiculous. Like, you know, someone who's been doing this for like 10 years. So I cannot sit here and compare myself, but then I have to notice what I just did. I got myself out of doing something just because I didn't think it would be enough, and just because it wouldn't be, my own ego and my own pride would get hurt by myself, by my own thoughts about myself. So I'm just hurting myself. And that's exactly what self-sabotage is. And you guys missed out on, so you didn't miss out because it's coming, but you missed out this week. And that is on me. That is my bad. So that's something that I'm dealing with. Once I realized this like 30 minutes ago, and then I was like, oh my God, that's it. I've got to go turn my podcast on. I've got to do it right now. I made it. I did it. This is it. And I was still in that mode of like, yeah, I'm just not going to do anything this week because it's not going to be enough. And you would have missed out on that. I would have missed out on that. So this has been a pattern in my life. This has been my pattern in life. I wouldn't say a pattern. It's just been my pattern. What I do is I have a dream. I have an idea, or I have this like big shining, like, oh my God, that'd be amazing to do. And, or like this, oh, I've got to do that. I knew that's exactly what I'm going to do. And it happens all the time. A very recent example, virtually sober tour. That was something that was like big in my brain for like 2 weeks. And I went ham, and I was planning, and then I crashed and burned because I just went all out in my brain and didn't go all out on paper. I'm heading on a month or 2 months since I first announced it that I would be doing it. It was like at the beginning of April that I was putting this thing together. So what I learned from that is that I didn't take into consideration my patterns. I didn't have that thought when I went out into my backyard and just like, hey, are you sober? Are you a musician? Have you lost work? Like there was nothing between when I accepted that idea in my head and then when I went out and did, there's no thought process. I just went, oh my God, that'd be a great idea. Bang. And in some cases, that's a really good thing. There's no delay. It's just like, oh yeah, instinct, go. When you have my pattern and my issue over and over and over again, that, or something similar to me, where it's like you do this self-sabotage thing over and over again, and you have these grandiose ideas and nothing ever really gets done, then you need to sit there and say, hey, does this look like anything that's happened before? And so I noticed that and I was like, oh, the idea was stronger than my desire for it, I think, or my alignment to it in where I am in my life. So that's a very big realization in itself, is that that's what I do, is I have some very big idea that I think is going to solve all of my problems, and it's going to get me this result and that result and this result. And I go hard on that one idea for a short period of time, and I burn myself out on it. Another, actually extremely recent example, I am doing a program right now where I am learning how to record vocals in my house a lot better than I normally do. So it's an at-home vocal recording program. And it just got started, and then there was a bit of a delay because things that happen, right? And so there's been a week delay. And you know what I thought? I was like, I'm all pumped up. This is going so well that I am going to write an entire song that I've had my eye on for a long time. I'm going to write a whole song, and then I'm going to learn how to record myself better. And then guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to record this entire song vocally, just vocals. Because isn't that the point of the course, right? And I'm going to release. And then I started thinking, like, oh my God, that's such a good idea. And then I go, so this is so funny to me, because then I'm like, oh, well, I still have this one song in the vault that I really want to release, but I don't think I'm ready for that yet. I think I want more listeners. I think I want more audience. I want more of an audience, because that's my best song, right? That's the best thing I think I've ever written, you know? And look, I was all thinking about, like, oh, well, I started being really precious about that song, and I'm like, well, how am I gonna, you know, have the content of this song, this completely vocal track that I'm just gonna release randomly and drop out there, all produced, all set by myself? How's the lyrical story gonna flow? This was like 1 or 2 weeks ago when this started, and then I just realized, like, a week in to kind of crashing and burning already, that this was a bad plan. So what I did was, I made an entire content, you know, stretch. When I had this mind made wrong has been the only thing I've done consistently in my entire career. And so I'm sitting here planning out like a bunch of macro content and like micro little things and like what I'm going to do here and how I'm going to do this. And, you know, it was really, really fun. And then I started plotting into my calendar and I'm like, okay, yes, I'm going to do this. And then that day came to start on that. Didn't happen. Why? What was my excuse? Oh, it's not going to be good enough. It's not going to be enough. Oh, this is supposed to be great. This is supposed to be like, it has to come all out like this. Line up, you know, and then it's all going to come out in this blinding flash of light out of Eden, all of that. Cue the cycle again. And so when I realized that a half an hour ago, I was asking myself, why do I keep doing this? What is stopping me? And that is it. It's not going to be enough. I realized the potential for me to self-sabotage myself off of this, even this realization about my pattern of self-sabotaging. Get so excited about it and then do nothing with it. The whole lesson, really, what I want to share with you is the toxicity of that thought that this is not going to be enough. That is the number one thing that has basically ruined my life, or, you know, it's run my life. I wouldn't say ruined, but it's run my life for my entire life, you know, or at least adult life. Probably I do things very intensely and then not at all. It's those extremes. And it all stems back from that belief. Just kind of like that. It's like a little bit of a trigger. It's like when I dig deep into the belief, it's like, do I really believe that it's not going to be enough? Like sometimes I do. And sometimes it can be like a reflex thought loop that you never question after a period of time. I stopped questioning. Oh, like it's just not going to be enough. And that's how I just stopped doing things. It's like, it's not turning out, you know, in the very beginning, it's not the end, right? It's not the end. And so it's just not worth it. it's just a very toxic attitude. They're the perfectionism underneath that attitude. That's what really starts the cycle of self-sabotage in motion. And it just keeps going around and around and around. Because once you get to the point where it's like, you drop everything, and then you have this period of, I suck, everything sucks, like, I'm never going to get something done. And then you kind of pick yourself back up. It's like, that was just the wrong thing, right? That was just the wrong thing to focus on. That was the wrong idea, right? It was just a bad idea. Everyone has bad ideas, right? It happens over and over and over again. And then, you know, it just kind of circles around like that. And something has to give in my life at this point. I don't want to do that anymore. And I'm very, very conscious and very grateful of this moment that I have right now to notice that this is happening and why it's happening. So here, I'm going to bring it back. What I could have done, you know what? I am going to say that this was meant to be you and I right here talking about self-sabotage. But if I really wanted to nail this concept home in my head, what I would have done, I would have done the mastering fear part one, right? I would have done what I had planned to do in one night. Could do it right now, couldn't I? Nah, you guys need to hear this. I need to hear this. This is a good therapy session for us. But I would have done that. Why? Because I would have deliberately told my brain that absolutely not. No, it's not going to be enough. That's okay. And so if I can expect that thought and those feelings of even apathy to show up, then I can roll with them and I can use them. If I can anticipate that that cycle is going to happen and that those thoughts are going to be like, it's not going to be enough. And it's like, yeah, it's not going to be enough. And what do you think about that? I'm going to do it anyway. The second I start to think, have an idea in my head. Oh, how am I feeling about this idea in my head? Is this the next religion for me? That's when I've got to say, hey, stop it. It's not it. This is not the idea. It might be a good idea, but you're not going to devote all of your time to scheduling it into your life, making it all of your life, neglecting everything else, crashing and burning, neglecting your health, neglecting your mental health, all of these things just to, like, 2 weeks later realize that, oh my God, 2 weeks are gone. Where did they go? Oh, that's right. They went to my irrational worship of this one idea that was going to bring me this one result. And all of a sudden, my life is going to be so much better because of that result. I think it's so important. I'm really glad, actually, that I did this instead of probably what would have been the more symbolic thing to do, which would have been to do the podcast that I had planned to do. But I'm glad I did this one anyway, because there's just so much here. If I get some lofty ideas and they start to make me feel like this is going to be the thing that's going to change my world and the world, because I'm just that powerful, then it's not. I also have to look at the entire thing of it's not enough and notice that to be a lie. It's not enough, so I'm just not going to create it, right? You know, we all have that weird artist thing that's in our heads is just never going to be enough. And that's something that it's an ongoing journey of finding your worth as an artist. So we talk about that a lot here on this podcast, but I can't let it dictate what I create to such a broad extent. Because then I'll never create anything. I'll never release anything to you. So maybe the idea for a completely vocal single is bomb as fuck. I think it is, because it's actually a really good song that I'm writing. But I think the timeline is a little off. Like, I need to actually sit there and say, okay, how can I do this in moderation? How can I plan for success in moderation while not also selling myself short? Also, one of those things is like, oh yeah, well, you got to dream big to get to achieve big. If I think that way, then I'll end up going like, oh, well, that's going to solve everyone's problems. And it's a cognitive distortion. I have to stay away from that line of thinking. And I have to say moderate is enough. Moderation is good enough for me. So if I do a bang up job, not to say that the art I'm going to create is moderate, right? By no means. Absolutely not. It is extreme. It is intense. It's going to blow your socks off. But how I go about it and how I don't treat it as God. I don't treat it as bigger than me. You know what I'm saying? I don't treat it as something that's going to save me. It's not the end all be all to who I am. I am an artist. That's one of the things I do, but I can't, you know, or anyone's reception of it, right? Oh, well, just admit that you set yourself up. You sabotaged yourself. You didn't pick on one thing to focus and go there. Don't worship the result or the intended or the dream, right? But on what I am actually doing. It seems so simple. And I think it is. I think it is. I think I like to make things complicated in my life. But now that I know, it's going to be moderate, right? I was about to say, now that I know, everything's going to be great. Everything's going to be perfect. This is going to change. See what I did there. Now that I know, I am going to be making some better decisions. How about that? And that is good enough for me. I hope, my beautiful creators, that you got something of relatable value out of this topic. I am so, so happy that we were able to do this today, that I was able to get to you. It almost didn't happen. And you know what? I want to apologize. That's boo, boo, boo. Self-sabotage. Don't do it. If you are so moved to leave a review. Most of you listen on Apple Podcasts, which it looks as if you can leave reviews there. If you would, that would be absolutely divine. I would love it. And by doing so, you would be sharing this podcast with another beautiful creator you know. You would be bringing more beautiful creators like yourself into the fold. You would be possibly stopping them from another round of self-sabotage. And if you're so inclined, go ahead and just like whatever you're listening, there's a little share button. So if something I said in this podcast resounds with you and it makes you think of someone else, right, go ahead and send it to them, right? This episode, there's a little share. It's like, boop, message. Type in your friends. They will appreciate you. You beautiful creator. You beautiful creator. All right. I will see you next week. But until then, let's go create beautiful things.